Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's little Anthony and the Imperials bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rich Gannon is our guest, our good friend. Rich is a very important voice in the political world. He is of the Republican persuasion, but Democrats admire and respect him. In most cases, they do anyway. And you see him on television many times. And of course, you probably already know about his cyber column, Mullings.com. Rich, thanks again for being here. I wanted to ask you if you think that there's anybody in the country as any happier that Trump is sucking the news oxygen out of the room than Hillary Clinton.
No, that's a really good point. She was having big troubles. Her polling numbers have been down, not just the head-to-head numbers, which are sagging.
Right.
But you know, when you take
her negatives are up.
Yeah, you know, negative. That's exactly right. Her negatives are way up. And you know, I was on something, and I was talking the day last Friday. Of 2 Fridays ago when they released those 1,500 emails. And the person that was defending Secretary Clinton kept, you know, she was saying, well, but this says this and that says that. I said, you don't understand. This is not a law. This is not a legal case.
Right.
Where you got to take each one and try to knock it down. This is the weight of the evidence that more and more people, somebody in Missouri doesn't care what's actually in that letter. What they care about is it's another example of the Clintons thinking that the laws don't apply to them,
mm-hmm.
and on and on and on. Okay, now comes
and then
Trump,
she conducted her Hillary business at state with at Clinton.com.
At Clinton.com, yeah. And of course, the other side of it is you wonder how many emails she sent to the White House, and nobody noticed that it didn't come from a .gov address.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's kind of gotten their arms around that.
If she had sent me an email with that, I would have noticed, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, no, you wouldn't have known whether or not she was, I mean, almost everybody has 2 email addresses, a private one and a public one.
I still would.
You're not allowed to do political.
I get email from people in government. I have since I've been doing my show, and it's always .gov.
Yeah, that's right. It would likely be, but that wouldn't be determinative. But to your point, yes, I mean, I think that I haven't seen any polling this week because everybody's in Trump land, but the... but we'll see whether or not she can climb out of this. The thing about these head-to-head polls, it's essentially Mrs. Clinton against nobody. I mean, Bernie Sanders is likely not to be the nominee, just like Trump is likely not to be the nominee. But they certainly are in the race, and they certainly are drawing a lot of attention. And for Sanders, he's drawing a lot of people to his rallies, and he didn't have much of a staff. It's not like Clinton Inc., where they got 5,000 people on the payroll. You know, I'm not sure how big his staff is, but it's a fraction of that.
Is Joe Biden a serious threat to Hillary?
Absolutely, because not just because he's Joe Biden, but because he's the vice president. She has to balance, if she needs to knock him down, it's very difficult to do that without appearing to be opposed to President Obama amongst Democrats. And if Biden were to get in, and maybe even if he doesn't at this point, other senior Democrats have got their people looking. You know, she's going to do this badly.
Surely,
the chosen one. Let's take a shot at this and see what happens.
Surely Democrats are out there saying, you know, there's at least a 50-50 shot that something could be revealed in the next 9 months that could literally preclude her from being the nominee.
Right.
Some disclosure.
Right.
I mean, surely they know that I think they're thinking, you know what? It's not a question of whether there is something like that. The question is, will it be revealed?
That's right.
Am I right?
That's exactly right. And there's nobody on the bench to step up. I mean, people can laugh at the, 17 people on the Republican side, but of those 17, half of them are qualified.
On the Democratic side,
there's nobody.
Yeah, if you were to come down from Mars and didn't have our dog in any fight, and you watch what was going on right now, wouldn't you say, okay, all things being equal, the Republicans have got a pretty healthy system there?
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
And yet, that health causes them to be so contentious with each other, they beat each other up, and the other guy wins.
Well, we'll see what happens. As I said,
it's what happened last time.
And well, it happened last time, but we didn't have a particularly excellent candidate who didn't run a particularly excellent campaign. And the other thing is, right after the election last year, the midterm election, Jim, a woman named Karen Tumulty from the Washington Post wrote a very telling tweet. She said, "We're about to find out whether this is a new Democrat coalition or an Obama coalition."
Oh.
And right now it's looking like it was an Obama coalition. But
mm-hmm.
we'll see.
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting thought. I see what you're saying. Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Mullings.com. Check out his website and subscribe to his cyber column. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.